a very different type of natural event is wreaking a very different type of havoc in another part of the world. A massive cloud of volcanic ash is hovering over much of northern Europe, completely shutting down airspace in several countries. London's Heathrow Airport is closed, as are airports in Brussels, Stockholm, and dozens of other cities. Officials say some airports may reopen tomorrow, but in the meantime, thousands of flights have been canceled, including hundreds from North America to Europe. Here's the world's Jason Margolis.
People in Britain woke up to typical spring weather today, a smattering of clouds with the sun peeking through. So air travelers in the UK would be forgiven for wondering why their flights were canceled. Russell Craig with Manchester Airport in northern England says the volcanic particles were far too high to be seen.
Very difficult for people to understand. It's not like snow when there's something on the ground you can see. This is in the atmosphere and yet the skies are blue.
The ash is between about 4 and 7 miles above the ground. It doesn't pose any health risks to anybody below. But aviation writer Jim Ferguson explains the danger the ash cloud poses to plane engines.
Effectively, it just bungs up the works completely. I'm not an engineer, but I'm told that some of this powder is so fine that it makes the average lady's talcum powder seem like gravel. So it gets into the works, and there's not a lot you can do if you're airborne.
Volcanic ash has made its way into engines before, most notably in 1982.
British Airways 747 over Indonesia flew into an ash plume and turned into the world's biggest glider, and but for the skill of the crew, they would have ended up either on a mountainside or the sea.
Eric Moody was the pilot on that flight 28 years ago. He says all four engines on his Boeing 747 failed.
And we didn't know what we were going into. We had no idea. There was no warning system then back in 1982. We had, in fact, practiced four-engine failures on the simulator many times, but when it happened for real, it was nothing like the simulator, I'm afraid. All sorts of things happened that shouldn't have happened and vice versa.
Moody's engines recovered after the plane fell more than 20,000 feet, well below the cloud of ash. Today, a worldwide network now monitors volcanoes throughout the globe. As a result, airplanes are not in danger. That's the good news. The bad news: thousands of flights have been canceled today alone. As the ash cloud makes its way to mainland Europe, flights have been canceled throughout Scandinavia, as well as in France, Switzerland, the Netherlands, and Belgium, and here in the U.S. Jim Peters is a spokesman with the Federal Aviation Administration in New York. He says the situation is changing from moment to moment. As for when the ash cloud will no longer pose a threat to air travel,
I would not care to speculate on that, on when the situation would dissipate and things would get back to normal.
And that's the problem for travelers. There's no accurate forecast as to when air traffic will resume. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.